Florida has the third largest prison system in the country, housing about 101,000 inmates. And of those, about 48% are black. And those are just some of the stats DOC Secretary Mike Cruz mentioned at the recent 29th Annual National Conference on Preventing Crime in the Black Community, which took place in Jacksonville.
Of the current African-American population incarcerated in our department, have had at least one previous stint being incarcerated in our department, and the average is at least 2.8 previous times they've been in prison.
But Cruz says that's not the most troubling one.
We have, that we can confirm and that we know about, 64,000 children and youth in this state who have at least one incarcerated parent. That's just the ones we know about.
Cruz says his goal is to build upon his predecessor's successes and reduce the state's recidivism rate, or the number of inmates who were released and within 3 years came back to prison.
But I said, we got to rethink things on how and what we do in the Department of Corrections. We can't just be a warehouse. And we have a responsibility to make sure that individuals that are incarcerated with us, that when they are released, we have done everything we possibly can to prepare them to successfully reenter back into society.
According to Cruz, about 87% of those in prison will be released at some point, and about 150,000 are currently under some sort of community supervision. Meanwhile, a nationwide study by Pew Charitable Trust finds that Florida leads the nation with the highest number of inmates released to their communities without any supervision after they serve their full sentence. The research further showed that's when offenders are at the greatest risk of committing new crimes. Under Florida law, most offenders are required to serve at least 85% of their prison sentence. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.